The trial on insulting Turkishness moves forward once more. A blow for religious freedoms in Belarus, and a ministry is encouraging short-term missions for families. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The three-year-old case against two Turkish Christians accused of insulting Turkishness is moving forward. A 2008 Penal Code amendment changed the charge to insulting the nation of Turkey. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
For these Turkish believers to witness to other Muslims, to encourage them to change their faith, is seen as insulting their faith, which is so wrapped up in their identity that it becomes an offense to the very nation.
Nettleton thinks the pair was set up.
It seems like people came and asked questions while the police were videotaping what was going on. Seems very clear they were targeted.
Believers who are sharing their faith are being extra careful now. The next hearing in the case is May 28th. Pray.
It's such a stretch to think that two Christians talking about Jesus on the street could somehow insult the entire nation of Turkey, that we need to pray for justice and pray that the truth will really come out through this trial process.
Next, both International Christian Concern and Forum 18 News are sounding the alarm for believers in Belarus. The Supreme Court upheld registration requirements for church bodies under the religion law. Registration is a difficult process, and many organizations have been unable to do so. Some of Forum 18's sources question the need for registration and expect underground churches to encounter more state harassment. Keep praying for the growing church. You're listening to Mission Network News. With persecution against Christians on the increase in India, pastors want to do more to reach the lost. But the lack of training is preventing that. That's why Serve India Ministries is coming alongside them. Serve India Ministries President Ebenezer Samuel says Serve India is training Indian pastors through a program called BUILD.
Biblical Institute of Leadership Development. It's a five-year training program that helps train pastors and church leaders, aiming at accelerating church planting.
As the 2,000-plus pastors and lay leaders go through the training, they could reach 5,000 villages, up from 2,000 currently.
The training also seeks to impart motivation to actively share their faith with their non-Christian neighbors.
Serve India is raising up to $80,000 to translate the material into 7 Indian languages. Ask God to move in the hearts of many to help financially. Meanwhile, and for Haiti with Love's 40th year of ministry, the need for a new heavy-duty truck is growing more urgent. The costs for repairing the current pickup truck are getting prohibitive. However, without one, getting the food and medicine to the headquarters will be much harder. That, in turn, takes time away from the staff's work as the hands and feet of Christ. They're asking for help in raising funds for the 40th anniversary truck project. Go to our website for more information. And want to go on a mission trip in the States with your whole family? Or is your church looking for ways to serve as a group? Buckner International has 3 summer Kids Heart projects for you. Dexton Shore says for Kids Heart,
the goal is to improve the living conditions of children and families living in poverty.
A typical week with Kids Heart may include opportunities to
work on some projects like Vacation Bible School, Backyard Bible Club, block parties, and some house repair projects for families that are living in substandard housing that really need some help.
Projects take place in Texas and Arizona and focus on sharing Christ through service. In the past 6 years, hundreds have come to the Lord.
We've seen several new churches started because of people's lives being impacted by this ministry, them coming to Christ, and then there was a need for them to be discipled and to be churched.
To get involved, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link Support MNN Today at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.